Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. And today I have my first interview for Survivor 47. But first, I wanted to remind you, if you can please like this video, comment your thoughts, and please subscribe to this channel. We do Survivor recaps, which actually, for episode 3, we're going to have Sabaya Broderick on to talk about it, and we'll have some more alums of the show back, as we did last season. On this channel, we also cover Big Brother 26. We have plenty of pre-jury interviews if you're interested to look back at that before we head into Big Brother 26 finale, and stay tuned. We might have some post-show interviews with our finalists. Moving over to Love is Blind is out, guys. Love is Blind season 7, and it is good. So I talked to our guest today. She's also covering the new season on her podcast, but I just want to let you know, if you want a Black queer perspective as well, check out our recaps on this channel. Our first recap of the first 6 episodes will be out on Saturday with me and Quita. We'll have some more guests in the future. And that is all. Have a good one, guys, and I hope you enjoy this interview. It does start off a little bit weird because me and Asia, we already knew each other. So we'll just jump right into it.
Like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful Black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us.
Hi, Asia. I am
Hello.
Nicole.
Nice to thank you.
Yes. I am like, I don't even know how to start this because this is so wild. Well, I do want to talk to you, of course, about your time on Survivor. The first being, you had a rougher start going on this journey and having to go up against TK, and then he's there already, but he didn't unlock the thing. You have it, and there's an internal struggle that I can almost see all over you, and you're like, do I fight for it or not? It was giving like brother sister a little bit, because he's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what was happening in your mind?
It's funny you say that, because it is like brother sister, because obviously, you know, I got to spend a good amount of time with TK at Ponderosa, and we had a great time. He is a sweetheart. He is like just an amazing person. So it's funny that like we started out just like in a brawl. So I was like, I didn't know if it would be worse if I was like still in the jungle and then he found it. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that I was so close is why it hurt so much in that moment. And so the fact that like when I walked up to him and he sees it, I saw this like pink thing on the side. And I was like, okay, if the key's in there, I have to grab it. I'm like, I did not want to always think about that moment. Like, what if I would have grabbed it? So then I just went for it. I was just like, okay, either we're about to fight in the ocean day one, or, you know, he's not, I knew he wasn't going to let me have it. I mean, it like, I knew he looks like he's just a very competitive person. So I was just like, the worst thing I could do is at least try.
Yeah.
He's like, don't you dare.
Well, I'm glad you're not thinking about that moment anymore, are you? Since you
No, it's funny because like, okay, obviously with how things panned out, you point to every decision you made along the way. So the first thing I pointed to was, should I have gone that first day? Should I have raised my hand? But it was a moment of like, it wasn't like I just raised my hand out of nowhere. Like, oh, Jeff says, pick a person. I'm like, okay, I'll be a person. We literally had to deliberate twice because we couldn't pick a person. Then Jeff told us to pick again. And so then I was just like, okay, if no one else wants to do it, then I guess I'll do it.
I'm really shocked that Rome wasn't gung-ho about it. Like, what was his argument of like not wanting to go that time?
He just literally didn't speak up and say, like, I want to go. He just was just quiet. And so he's like, okay. Well, the main conversation was between me, Saul, and Keyshawn, with Saul being willing to do it if it was strength, Keyshawn being willing to do it if it, like, he was just kind of like, I guess I can do it, you know, if no one else wants to. And I was like, well, we need, you know, you need to be a little bit confident heading into this. But yeah, Rome was like not a factor at all in trying to go. Probably because he probably had like trying to find an idol in his mind, like as soon as he got to camp. And so I was just like, you know what? Hey, I'm gonna go for it. And so I was thinking like, okay, was going at all the issue? But when I look at, okay, you fast forward to me being voted out, it was like I felt like my relationships with I had the least relationship with Genevieve and Rome. So it wasn't necessarily that like, oh, those first couple of hours that I wasn't at camp, like were a detriment to my relationships with Teenie and Keyshawn, because I felt like we got it as far as we could in our relationships without them just making the choice, like who they wanted to work with at that point. So it was like, okay, I thought maybe like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have gone. But if I would have won, you know, maybe losing was the issue. Maybe I should have won, right? But then it was like, no, look what happened to TK. Winning didn't help him at all. It
Very
was just
true.
cursed. It was cursed. And I wonder if in an alternate universe, if two other people would have gone, would those two other people have had the same fate? I don't know.
Right. I mean, you already kind of tied it back to TK. So I'll jump to this question. This season, we're seeing tribes basically prefer chaos over a big threat. John Lovett going out over Andy, TK going out over anyone else. Do you think that your vote out was kind of the same thing? It's like, why go over the chaotic Rome
Right.
over the level-headed and capable
I
Asia?
know, I know. It's hard because it was like from my perspective, I was just like, because we were it was three clear duos in my mind, and it was like me and Saul, Keyshawn and Teenie in the middle, Genevieve and Rome on the other side. And so it was just like, why would they side with Rome? But it was more so that, okay, maybe there's something about Genevieve that they feel more drawn to, and they're willing to settle for Rome. Like, we know Rome is safe, because when I was trying to pitch to them, hey, Genevieve, how about Genevieve as an option? It was kind of like, I don't really want to. But I'm like, oh, but you're so willing to do me or Saul. Like, there's something there, right? Like, at that point, I was just like, okay, there's something I'm missing at this point. And it's not that I wasn't, and I just put my foot down and wasn't willing to vote Saul. I told Genevieve, I told Rome, I told Keyshawn and Teenie I was willing to vote Saul. But I was like, I told Keyshawn and Teenie specifically, let's consider other options so that we don't just have to vote Saul. And so it definitely was like, I don't know. Yeah, like that is an interesting trend you point out, because it's like, okay, the chaotic person, everybody knows they're chaotic, so they already know, like, okay, people might be looking at them before, you know, everyone else. So maybe, because, you know, I knew that I had already heard that, like, Genevieve thought I was a threat because she thought that I got something on the journey and thought I was lying about it. And then I had already heard that Rome thought that I was a threat because we would talk about Survivor. And I was always like, I was trying to read the room. Like, I wasn't spitting out facts or whatever, but Rome and Teenie would always talk about, you know, oh my gosh, old season Survivor, who, like, let's talk about all these different things. Who's your favorite winner? Who's your favorite player? All these different things, right? And I would just feed into that. I wasn't initiating these discussions, but for some reason, my involvement, not necessarily Teenie's, but my involvement to Rome was more of a threat to him. So I remember hearing that out there,
Does
and
Rome
knowing
know you
that.
do wrap up?
He know well he did not know out there. Like, he told me, oh my gosh, he was like, there's this podcast called Rob Has a Podcast, and they do this draft where they draft players. And I was like, really? Every season? He had no idea.
No,
He was
I
like,
don't believe that. I think he targeted you because he knew.
I know. I've heard people say that. I honestly do not think that he knew, only because he is a new fan of Survivor, just started watching last year, binged everything, and then was binging podcasts. And I stepped back around like October-ish mm-hmm. because I was like, okay, if this is going to happen, I need to like not be at the forefront like in the podcasting world. So it like, I think it helped, like it worked on this one person, not necessarily worked with my fate, but worked with like him not knowing that I was in that world. And so it wasn't even like the fact that Teeny knew and it confronted me about it. I was like, okay, should I tell more people? So then it's not a thing. So then I don't even have to worry about Teeny telling people. Mm-hmm. But then it was like, no, I feel like that would make me even more of a threat because I was already hearing that Genevieve and Rome thought I was a threat. Genevieve even told me herself that Rome thought I was a threat for those reasons while okay. we were out there. And I'm like, well, this is like your closest person. That's very interesting that you're telling me this. So then it was just, I didn't know what to make of it, but yeah. I'm like, okay, at least I know this and I'm aware. So for me, it was clear as day that me and Saul, Genevieve and Rome were not working together, which is why I put all of my eggs in the Keyshawn and Teeny basket and just tried to validate them as much as possible. Like, I want to work with this four. But the day of tribal council, Keyshawn told me, hey, my biggest fear is if we do us four, you're picking Saul over me. And he's like, you're picking Saul and Teeny over me. And I'm like, why are we worried about four?
Oh my goodness, let's worry yeah. about
it. It just felt like we're living too far ahead, mm-hmm. which I know may sound ironic to people thinking that I was thinking too far ahead by trying to save Saul.
Yeah.
But no, I wasn't. It literally was a situation where, okay, I get rid of Saul and now I have four people against me, because if they're willing to get rid of Saul and they know I'm tightly attached to Saul, mm-hmm. like I'm just like a sitting duck.
Got it. Saul and Rome were butting heads. We don't really get to see a lot of that. They really focused on you and Rome. So I was wondering, like, can you talk a little bit about what that dynamic was like?
With Saul and Rome?
Mm-hmm.
I would say it definitely... It was like Saul was the natural provider. He was the one cracking our coconuts, even before we had a machete. Like, the man is strong. Like, yeah. He was doing a lot of heavy lifting for us, literally. And so with Saul just naturally doing these things and not really trying to force himself into that role, you obviously see Rome trying to actively do all those things. He wants to be the one to build a fire, wants to be the one to catch the fish, wants to be the one gathering firewood at all hours of the day, and just like wanted to be the one doing those things. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like there was this friction of just like, who's going to be the most alpha male? Where Saul, he's like a gentle giant.
Yeah.
But then you had Rome, who's just like trying to force it, like, the most alpha, without saying, you know, as much. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, and then our dynamics on our tribe, there was always this like little bickering, like it, just the smallest of things, which made us know they just couldn't get along. Mm-hmm. And then when I'm trying to like figure out my options and I'm trying to float things with Genevieve, hey, you want to like, what options do we have? She always told me it sucks that our guys can't get along.
Yeah,
because
which is wild.
When she was close to Rome and I was close to Saul, and we just couldn't allow we couldn't see what the other saw in mm-hmm. the other guy, if that makes sense. So it was like, she was in a place with Rome where she was just like, she could talk to him all the time, mm-hmm. where I couldn't. Whereas like, and then I could talk to Saul all the time. But then it was like, for some reason, the friction that would be between Saul and Rome on a day-to-day basis, like from day one, it was just like, okay, it's just a very clear divide.
Right. You pitched a plan to get Rome to play an idol on himself, and it worked, but you still went home. So do you feel a little bit of petty of, oh, at least I got Rome to play that without really needing to? Or are you like, oh, I helped these people, meaning Teeny and Kasham, who still voted me out, but they don't have to go up against an idol the next time you go to tribal?
Well, see, so it's hard because they told me he only had this one tribal to use it. So knew it was going to be used regardless. And I think the problem was, I knew Rome is the type of person to play it on himself. He's not even considering playing on other people. But when talking to Keyshawn and Teeny and them telling me their fears, whether the fears were true or not, I like to this day, I'm still like trying to like figure that out. And so if they were actually fearful that he was going to play it on Genevieve, I'm like, that's not a real concern. Like me and Saul would talk to each other. We're like, if Rome has an idol, this is before I knew for sure, like right before Tribal. I was like, if Rome has an idol, like he was going to play it on himself. We just didn't know there was a timeline. So when I found out, okay, he has to play it tonight, he's going to play it on himself.
Yeah.
So then I was just trying to ease their, like, I'm like, I can only do so much with the information that I have. So it's just like, okay, if I'm trying to ease your fears and like, this is what I'm going to do to try to make sure he plays it on himself. And with that, in my mind, if us four are strong and we're trying to work together, then we are voting Genevieve, because it wasn't something I was like making up in my head. Like us four talked often about us four working together, splitting the votes. Once we had new information, splitting the votes a different way. So it wasn't like I was just in this magical land thinking that us four were working together. There were constant conversations, but of us four working together, but at the same time, constant conversations with the other four working together. So it's one of those things of just like, you don't know what's true until it's proven, which is why, like, with my vote, okay, that's the four y'all are rocking with then. Got it. Understood, yes. You know, as I'm walking out of Tribal. But it, you know, you just never know. You have to put your trust in someone. I couldn't just run through this game by myself. So it was like, okay, what do I look like voting out this person who you perceive to be my number one?
Mm-hmm.
What, how will you ever think that I'm going to be loyal to you?
Right.
You're pitching to me to just vote out Saul, who you know that I'm very close to. We're supposed to be, in my mind, they know that I think us four are working together.
Mm-hmm.
So why would that ever work for me to say, oh yeah, okay, cool, I'll vote him out.
Yeah.
Like no conversation.
Right.
It just didn't make sense to me in the moment. Cause I'm like, okay, I just dropped Saul. And then y'all are thinking like, I'm just a loyal person.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm. My last question about Rome. We saw him cheer about TK going home because, man, that guy and his ego. Everyone at home
the
was
irony.
Like, what? So what was your reaction watching that?
I mean, it wasn't shocking. It
yeah.
wasn't shocking whatsoever, but it's just like, just the audacity, you know? You know, some people just look in a mirror and, you know, say things sometimes, but put it off on other people. It's just so interesting because it, yeah, especially now after, like, I feel like being, like, first day on the mat, TK came off very confident and very, like, okay, I got this type of thing,
mm-hmm.
right? So as a competitor, it's like, okay, this man is, like, he is so confident, right? But then it's like, we also understand, like, that's all we see. We don't know him on a personal level. We haven't gotten to know him. But it's just, then once I got the opportunity at Ponderosa and got to know him, I was like, this guy is so sweet and just the kindest guy I know. And so it was just like, to see Rome say that, it's just like, what are you doing? What are you
yeah.
talking about? You just, I think it just shows zero self-awareness.
I will say, since it is the Black by Reality podcast, I gotta talk about blackness for a minute. It seems like in this new era of Survivor, there's an archetype for a black man. And over, they seem very stubborn, very confident. And also, we keep seeing them butt heads against black women. Like, I'm thinking of Keturah and Bruce specifically, watching you in Rome. I was also like, how does this keep on happening? I don't know, of what your thoughts of like this kind of story being told over and over again in this new era.
So I mean, there are definitely similarities. I mean, you know, you watch, like, if I watched, you know, watch season 45, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, well, like, I would hope, like, if I got out there, like, I wouldn't have to, like, butt heads. You're not the one experiencing it, right? But then, like, you see it happening and just like, dang, what is it? And then, you know, experiencing it is a different animal, because I can only speak from my own personal experience that having conversations with that man was like having, it was like giving an interview, because it was, there was zero interest on his end in getting to know me. And that's something that I was always just like, what is going on? I said often in my confessionals, like, I'm like, I would love to have the option to work with Genevieve in Rome, because in that like the structure was so set up, and the just like the vibes were there, that it didn't feel like we could be like, okay, I can pick and choose, like I can work with Genevieve and Teeny. It was just like it was a pair, a duo or nothing. Right. And so I was just like, I would love to work with Genevieve or Rome, but I'm just like, there's just that disconnect. And it was just like, I tried to have conversations. There were definitely moments of bickering between me and Rome. And it was just kind of like, why don't we see eye to eye? Like, what is this? And for me, it was just like I couldn't figure it out. It just, I knew plain as day, this guy does not have any interest in working with me. You can compare it to the similar storylines that have happened before in previous mm-hmm. seasons, or you could just credit it to I wasn't in his alliance, so I'm an enemy to him. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It was a phenomenon to me, because anyone can like annoy you, right? Yeah. Like people have qualities that annoy you or whatever, but that didn't stop me from being like, okay, I would explore that option, and where like, I don't have to love you to be able to align with you.
Right.
But it's so difficult to try to work with somebody who has zero interest in getting to know you as a person. And then just passing judgments on you in the game, and just there's just this hard stop where you're just like, what can I do with this?
Exactly. Oh, my last question for you is more about your exit. I mean, I'm kind of hoping you never imagine yourself going out and getting your torch snuffed.
Right. Yeah, that's not something you you're like, okay, when I get voted out, this is what I'm gonna do.
But what was going through your mind as like you were slowly processing it? Because I could tell you're like, Saul, are you part of this? He's like, no. It's like, okay. And it's, you're almost about to go, but I feel like you remembered, and you turn around, and you're like, good luck. What kind of vibe were you trying to leave these people with?
I said a lot on my way out. You got to see, of course, I said that, like, that hurt, pointing to Teeny and Keyshawn.
Yeah.
Because I just put all of my hope in them. Like, that's all I could do at that point, because I didn't have options. And they did tell me that, like, hey, we're good with doing Genevieve. So it was like, what else can I believe besides what you're telling me and like the relationship that we've built the past 7 days? So then when I got up, then I thought about how Teeny had told me earlier in the day, hey, I really don't want it to be you. I'm going to make sure I don't want you to go home. And so like, as I got up and was walking away, I was like, oh, I don't want you to go home. Yeah, 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 whatever. So I grabbed my torch, and then I said, I grabbed my torch and I said, learn how to spell my name.
Yes.
And then I walked a little bit more, and then I said, Saul, was it you? And he's like, no. I was like, okay. And then I was like, dang, I just said a lot from the time that I like from my seat to going to Jeff. And so then I was like, the last thing I want them to do is go back to camp thinking I'm all bitter, and that gives them fuel to talk about. So then I was just like, me swallow my pride and say good luck. So that's what that was. But it did come off very like sarcastically anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's good understandable.
Luck. Yeah.
Good yeah, like, luck.
Right. I mean, all I felt in that moment was just like, obviously, you know, feeling betrayed, feeling hurt. I tried to read every situation or every conversation I had that day. And it was just like the little things about, okay, why would they tell me about Rome's idol if they, you know, didn't kind of want to work with me? Or why was Keyshawn honest about the dynamics of us four if he wasn't like being serious in that moment? Why did Teeny tell me earlier in the day, hey, if there's anybody you should be worried about, it's Keyshawn. And I was like, okay, I'm focusing on my, because of the four of us, Keyshawn, I had the least relationship with. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna focus on my relationship with Keyshawn today. And just strengthening that. Cause like we had fun banter and stuff, but we just were like, we didn't get like deep to where I just felt like we were growing in our bond. And so I was thinking about all these different moments, but then it's just subtle things like Teenie looking at me during tribal and like shaking their head, or like Keyshawn not making eye contact with me at all. It was all these little things. I was just like, okay, those are things I should have known. But even at that point, what are my options? Knowing Rome is about to play an idol on himself, they're not bought in on Genevieve. Just vote out Saul. Even if I had voted out Saul, they voted me out.
I know. I believe you. You still give us very good TV. I still give you a huge plus that you outlasted John Lovett. So,
who is also such a great guy. That was such a cool experience to be able to get to know John without knowing John.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we had a great time at Ponderosa, and I didn't know about Pod Save America before going out there. And so we were just completely unplugged. And it wasn't until getting back that I looked at him. I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's a big deal. But I'm like, that's just John to me. So,
yeah. Well, you're a big deal to me, Asia. Definitely one of my podcast inspirations. Also, Izzy says that she loves you.
Oh, so. I love Izzy. I wanted Teenie to be the Izzy to my Ceree. And I wanted to tell Teenie that, but I didn't, because I was like, I don't want Teenie comparing me to Ceree.
No. So,
I never mentioned it. But that what could have been.
I texted Izzy. I was like, this big-eyed, adorable person would kill us for $1 million.
Oh, love Izzy. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you guys for setting this up